Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Gonna open up the chat room. If you want to join the chat, just go to Blog Talk Radio, log in with your self-serving Blog Talk name, and I'll promote you. I see Betty Jo Tucker is already on the line. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. First one in gets the first plug. Ha! That's how we roll. Okay, what do we got going on today? I'm not sure what kind of mood I'm in. I'm going to play some this hour to my friend Sadie's music. So, I got to start with Tom Carosa just because he cracks me up.
Ow! Yeah. You guys? It's not funny anymore. Come on! Are you in here? Anyone in here? Hello?
You know, for a while, I gotta be honest, for a long time I was considering becoming a Buddhist. But then I read that Buddha left his wife and baby to seek enlightenment. Oh my God. Buddha's a deadbeat dad. I mean, that's why you only hear about the second coming of Christ. Buddha ain't coming. He has to pay 1,500 years worth of that child support. He ain't coming. You know, I'm not a very religious person, but it really bothers me when I sneeze and people don't say, God bless you. That bothers me. Because, you know, the theory back in the day was that when you sneeze, an evil spirit enters your body. Saying, God bless you, drives it out. Now, I know that's just a superstition, but I don't want to take no chances. I don't want to be like... Catch a cold, need an exorcism. That ain't right. But, man, I got to tell you guys, I love my job. I think this is the best job in the whole world. Because you know what? Before this, I used to work at a bookstore, which was great except for the customers. You know, asking me questions when I'm trying to read. Excuse me. You know, this woman came in my store one time, said she was looking for a book, but could not remember the author or the title. But said the cover was blue. I was like, oh yeah, I know that book. We sold out. Yeah, I was like, try back on Friday. I quit on Thursday. I do love to read, though. I really do. You know what I'm saying? If books were illegal, you guys, I'd be in jail. And I'd have to get all hardcore about it, too. You know, get a tattoo of my favorite book, Harry Potter. What? Love Harry Potter. You know, I am surprised, though. Sometimes I meet people who are not fans of the book, which surprises me. I was reading the first book, and this woman came up to me, kind of got in my face. She was like, you know, Harry Potter is a plot to corrupt children into believing in magic and worshiping the devil. I was like, whoa. Somebody needs to cut back on her caffeine. Because that's a little crazy to me, because when I was a little kid, I didn't read Alice in Wonderland, think I was going to fall down a rabbit hole. Meet an invisible talking cat, right? You don't get that from reading a book. You get that from dropping acid. I actually try to look on the bright side. You know, a few kids read Harry Potter, start worshiping the devil. At least they're reading. Because I think the last thing we want is an illiterate disciple of Satan, don't you think? You know, I was actually sharing that story with someone recently, and she actually said to me, she goes, oh my God, Leanne, you read Harry Potter? How white are you? What? I guess the next time I'm pulled over by the police, I can go, it's okay, officer, I read Harry Potter. And I was really confused by the question, because I wasn't sure if she was trying to imply that black people don't read or that we don't read Harry Potter. Because I didn't ask one of my white friends to go buy the book for me with the money I earned picking cotton. That's not what happened. I guess for some people it's not enough that I am black. I have to act black too, which is kind of weird. Because honestly, I thought Eminem was acting black enough for all of us. But I got to tell you, I really have enjoyed being here, and I love what I do. I just want to ask you guys to do me a little favor. If you've enjoyed me this evening, can you please remember me so that I'm not just famous in my own mind? I'm serious. I'll tell you my name again so it sounds familiar. It's Leanne Lord. Yeah. Lord, L-O-R-D. That's a wonderful name to have, isn't it? Because right off the bat, you know, I got connections. Whenever anybody tries to mess with me, I'm like, excuse me? My name is Leanne Lord. I think you know my father. You guys, thank you so much. I'm Leanne Lord.
Now, now little Sadie Brummer. Hopefully, I bring up the sound on it.
Off my mind anymore. All I wanna do is sleep outside of your door. Dream about the way you held my hand so tight. Then we kissed under the pale moonlight. Praying you'll be coming back to me one day. Why'd you have to take my love away? Pictures of you swimming through my mind almost daily. Searching for the words to ask you, could I be your lady? Wondering if you'll ever.
To the best podiatrist in New York City, John Brummer, Dr. John Brummer. Yay, he fixed my foot up real good. Oh, here we go, speaking of doctors.
The man, the boy, the legend, Roger. We loved Roger so much, yet watching him there, pale, disgustingly sick. Things on his face. Gee, Roger, you look gross.
They said I'm getting better, Ingrid.
They lied. I'm sorry, Roger. I didn't know how to break it to you, but you don't have long, Roger. Not only that, Roger, you have no friends. We took a poll to see who would come here. I lost. I'm here now, Roger, on a bet.
You're my wife, Ingrid. If you wouldn't come to visit me in the hospital on my last Thursday afternoon, would. Certainly not my daughter.
No, not your daughter.
The daughter I tried so hard to be a good father for, Ingrid.
That's right, Roger. She's off. She's becoming a punkette. She's getting her hair cut now in celebration of the insurance money to come. We'll all miss you, Roger, but not that much.
I couldn't help noticing that you were still seeing Bernard Louis, our insurance salesman, Ingrid.
Yes, and we've doubled your policy. It's great, Roger, the things that I will get after you go away. My benefits will increase. I'll be able to afford everything you never could buy me, Roger, and I want to thank you for that.
I tried to be a good husband, Ingrid. I tried to be a good father to that rotten brat. But now my time is short, Ingrid. I know that that bright white light is telling me to come hither. And soon I'll walk through that door we call life and death, and I'll be into the beyond.
And if you die by 7:45, I'll win the office pool, Roger. Do you think you could rush it a little?
Well, I'll try, honey. I didn't know they were placing bets on the actual time.
Yes.
Promise me something, Ingrid.
What? Anything, Roger. I
promise
will keep
me,
it.
Promise me if you do remarry to Bernard Louis that you won't let him... Goodbye.
Roger? 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 Come on. Roger? Are you really dead? Are you playing a joke, Roger? Come on, Roger. Oh, Roger. Roger was gone. And we'll all miss him. Well, that's stretching a bit. But when Roger reaches that door, or if Roger reaches that door, there will be someone behind him waiting. Waiting and hoping. And hoping that Roger will never return. Goodbye, Roger. Good riddance. Let's scatter his ashes in the wind and hope it hits anywhere.
Well, that was fun. That was a little fun piece that I improvised with Tom Carozza on his radio show years ago. We used to go, he had a radio show, and we would just make it up, put on an album, an old record, and then be inspired from whatever the audience called in and gave us. Yes, Betty Jo Tucker, Poor Roger. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. This Tuesday, Oscar After Party and Cinema Stanza Celebration. You don't want to miss that. Tuesday, 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Also, Steve Mendoza's in the house. Steve, I missed you so much. George Bettinger was in the house briefly, so let me plug him. George Bettinger, the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio. I played earlier Sadie Brummer. Her CDs are available on CD Baby. You could check her out. All right, I'll give another Sadie Brummer song coming up. Here we go. Gutenberg.
It's a sunny day in the streets of Gothenburg. Ooh, they tell me it's not always this way. Deep in the past and my memory seems to stir. Blue skies and I waited all for this to occur. And the summer sun just rolls. Keep on rolling, rolling.
Just roll.
Go check her out, sadiebrummer.com, and her CDs are available on CD Baby. What a lovely voice, huh? Yeah, check her out. And she's married to a great guy, fellow friar, Dr. John Brummer. He is a great, I want to say, podiatrist. It's so hard to pronounce that word. Podiatrist, doctor, surgeon, anything below the ankle, that's your man. All right. How about a little me?
Yeah, I like Clark Kent sitting behind you. Thank you. A little Clark Kent action going on there. Friends in the corner. My friends at the high table up there. Yeah, how you doing? I can see everybody. You know, it's so misleading. You can't see this, but turn around just for a second and look at that wall. This place looks so more crowded than it is. I'm like, God, I can't get that wall to laugh for nothing. Blankly. If they're painted on or something. Now we got right here. Yeah, we go. Is that a date I see happening back there? Yes. What date is this? You're married 33 years? And he still has his arm around you? Let's hear it! Oh my God! I spend most of my life going, get off me. Get off me. You're too close. You're breathing on me. You're using my air. That's my air. And let's hear it. I want the ladies running the bar and doing everything there. Are they not awesome putting like this kind of show and everything together? Oh, look at you, little popcorn ladies here. Popcorn ladies. Now, I can't tell. Are you related or friends? A little combination of both. Sounds like the mafia down there. A little combination. Funny you should ask. Be careful on your way out tonight. I like this. You guys look like you're up to some fundraising or something, this table here. You guys, no? Nothing? Just fundraising, huh? Yeah, okay. We'll go over to the Mad Moose later and party down. What the heck? The name of the place is here. You turn a corner and there's a bar or a restaurant or something. You turn it. You got the sharp turn, though. No parking. I guess in Binghamton, it's the tuck and roll premise of getting into the local establishment. Hey, we're there. Tuck and roll. I'll be passing by later at 12. Run fast. Jump on the hood. Gosh, my way here, I drove in from New York City, and you know, it's a long way. Trying to entertain myself between my ears popping and not popping. And then I was playing a little fun game with myself, like, identify the species of roadkill, because you have so much on here. I swear, there were animals I couldn't even guess. coyote or a coyote beaver. I don't know, it's like twilight up here. And it's just a lot of animals, though. A lot of just, and they don't, you guys, like, you know what, I've seen you drive, so I know why there are a lot of animals. Now, I drive in New York City. I've never been so scared driving through a town here. I guess our laws don't apply to you. I'll just turn it wherever I want. And I think I'm going this thing, too. Oh, I'm going to go over here now. Okay. I think I'll cut up that other way. That's fine. You guys are dangerous, things. Are you cute together? Yes, how many years? Uh-oh, sorry, 33, 53, boom! Moses in the air, everywhere look around. Wow, that's nice, that's nice. Hi, look, he's a very quiet guy here. Are you together? Behind? Yeah, you're together? You're looking around the room, I guess not, okay. We're gonna go in, if she says we're together. Don't even go there. We're not together. How I feel. Very, I like, you got a very sophisticated thing going on with the earrings, the little blazer, you know. So I'll be damned. It's going to be Broadway for me tonight when I go to the beach. I've got to drive a long way for everything, to get to everything, too. But I don't know. I just, okay, raise your hand if you're in the witness protection program. Somebody raise their hand. Okay. Kind of dead. It's fun though. It's fun. I like checking out the new things. I went to the long dog. With a short walk. Lost dog. Okay, lost dog. Which, by the way, could have been the roadkill I saw coming in. Just saying. That was nice. That was nice. It sent right across the hotel. It's very nice. Everybody's so nice here. But I felt like I was getting jumped by the hotel staff. Everybody was trying to help me so much, and I was just trying to, I'm just trying to get my room. You don't have to help me. Please, stop. Stop. Help me. They were. It was very nice. It's a nice town. I like it, too. A very Aryan crowd. I didn't notice that. Oh, I'm sorry. Where are you from?
I'm from here.
You're from New York City? You're Jewish? Bardo, and this has been Ladies of
Hollywood. Okay, there you go. We have Ladies at 4 p.m. You want to check it out, the After Oscars party at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Lizette Bettinger's listening from the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Dream Stream Radio. My friend Steve Mendoza, the funniest cook I know. And who else do we have? Well, shout out to Jack Hoffman. Hope he's feeling better. Tony Sokol, I think you said you were going to listen. Shouting out to you, Michael Rosano and Roberto Tobar. You said you were listening. Who else do I have? That was here. Okay, I mentioned them too. Okay, I think I got everybody. So if you were listening, thank you for listening. I always appreciate it. I think I'll extend my show and go out on one of my favorite improvised songs here. By me, of course. My CDs are available on CD Baby too. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
I won't stream of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And they lived wrongly on lessons for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. You're so friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow, I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was not even enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. There's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish. Not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other. Since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably right.